It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and make sure you're checking out No House Advantage, whether that's NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA. They've got contests for you. You don't have to worry about fantasy points. We're worried way more about player props, something we touch on quite a bit in this video. You can use the promo code AwesomeO and get yourself a $20 instant match deposit bonus. It's free money just for signing up. You cannot beat it at all. Download the app in the App Store and win big with player props today at No House Advantage. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks, man. Yeah, took a couple days, went to the track, went to Saratoga, bet on the ponies. It was nice. I saw you had some nice guests fill in for me admirably. How did the breakfast menu treat you over the past couple days?
Depends on the day. It treated me very well for the NBA on Saturday. Okay. It did not treat me as well on Friday for baseball, but it did treat special guest Eric Lindquist very well. I think that was Friday. I don't know. I'm probably getting the days wrong. Whatever day Eric was on, he nailed everything that he did. So kudos to him. He cleaned his plate. I, on the other hand, did not.
All right. Well, we got a little more baseball today. We got, of course, game six tomorrow, and then we're going to see, we're in uncharted territory. We got maybe the Olympics, certainly some golf, MMA, and football is coming fast and furious, and we've got so many exciting things on that front. We got two picks each on the diamond. I've been on vacation, so I don't know if that means I should go first or I should go second.
How are you feeling about it? If you're confident, you should go first.
Okay. So I'm going to go second then, and you you get it going on the baseball front.
That's good, because I feel really good about my first one. One strip of bacon, Casey Mize over 3.5 strikeouts, minus 145. The Rangers are 11th in strikeout rate against righties, 24.5%. Upper third, I'll take it, or close to upper third, at least, I'll take it. He struck out four or more in 9 out of his last 11 starts, and that was the big piece for me. He's only not done this twice. And in this matchup, it's pretty solid against Texas. I've got him projected for 5.3 strikeouts in 5 innings, so almost 2 more than the line we've got right now. If 4.5 existed and I can get it at better money, I would have. If I were a little bit earlier to the game here, I could have got it ahead of that minus 145 number. Either way, I think Mize pretty easily gets over that 3.5 mark. I don't mind going to minus 145 for it.
All right, well said. I'm going to join you, not with that guy, but in
that would have been great.
No, that would have been outrageous. In the strikeout market, same concept. Going to Arizona and Pittsburgh. Caleb Smith under 5.5 Ks, minus 139. Simple situation. I was doing this on the tip-off show a little because baseball, again, is not a sport that I'm super in-depth with. Don't bet it a ton, but when I do, I like to take advantage of some of these situations where these teams have low K rates, and the Pirates are one of those teams, only 21.8% strikeout rate, third lowest in the league. They're fine against lefties. Nothing jumped out when I looked at the splits there. And so I look at this under 5.5 at minus 139 is a pretty good price. I'm interested to see where the line goes. It's pretty early in the day. We don't have a ton of shopping to do. This line is only available on a couple books. But from what I've seen, minus 139 is a pretty good number. This being a sport that I always do preach, like I said on the show, we want to be transparent. This is not my best sport, so I'm certainly going to probably tone down the units. I'm going to do to win a half strip of bacon here. Hopefully pad the numbers, have a little extra bacon for tomorrow's game six.
If it helps you at all, I have him at 4.7.
Look at that. So do I in my premium double projections. 4.6 Ks for Caleb Smith. That's perfect.
I'm going to stick with the exact same theme so far. I really like going to these strikeout bets. One strip of bacon. This time I'm getting a little bit of plus money. Ross Stripling, over 5.5 strikeouts at plus 120. Red Sox are middle of the pack against righties. I've got Stripling projected for 5.8 strikeouts. So I'm getting plus money on something that I think happens more frequently than a coin flip. He just missed it in his last two starts. He had 5 strikeouts in both, one of those in like 3 1/3 or something like that. But he had a run in June where he did it 3 straight times, including a matchup against the Red Sox. I was having a lot of trouble finding a ton of value in some of these lines. So getting Stripling, even just my projection being slightly ahead of that 5.5 mark, the fact that the line was plus 120, I felt like I needed to snap it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. Again, we talk about this in the NBA, and it's just as true in baseball. Sometimes you like the play. Sometimes you like the number. The number always has to cooperate. Like, I would play anyone for the right price. It doesn't matter. I did not see another, you know, I dug, looked at home runs, hits, total bases, even Ks. I didn't really see anything else that I liked. So I went to an actual side. We got a divisional matchup here. Obviously, one of the more lofty rivalries out there. I'm going to the Cardinals at home. They're plus 101 here. And again, I'm going to stick with the theme that we were just talking about, the price. Looking at Odd Shopper right now, I see minus 108, minus 106, minus 105, and then I see a plus 101 here, and it's a situation, okay, that's a pretty good number. Dig into the numbers. Cardinals good at home, 25-19, Cubs sub 500 on the road. The Cardinals coming off a big-time road trip. They got home, they played a series with the Giants, took 2 out of 3. Now they have the Cubs coming in. So I like the situation. Looking at the pitching, which is obviously baked in, you've got Mills versus Woodward. Nothing really stood out. It's a simple fact. I think they win this more often than a coin flip at home here. The records support that. So I'm going to jump on that line. I have a feeling, I'm not going to say they close as the favorite, but I don't think you'll get plus money on this at the end of the day.
I didn't look at any sides. Generally speaking, I get pretty nervous taking baseball. So I'm more likely to look at like a first 5 innings type situation.
You like the pitcher.
It works out a little bit easier in my model as well, since it's more DFS based than sports betting based, or at least it used to be in the past. We'll see where we end up for these next couple months. Got to fill the breakfast menu somehow. 2 games up, 2 games down. We're only giving you 2 today. We got a big plate. I don't want to fill up too much today. We got to fill up tomorrow for game 6. It's a biggie. Hell, we might even go 4 bets. Who knows? I'm loving betting on basketball right now. It's so much fun.
My only regret, and don't worry, because this show won't be going away, but I wish we got this a little earlier in the playoffs when we had a bunch of games to choose from. It's been great. Yeah. But obviously, the more selections you have on the menu, makes for a better brunch each and every time. But like I said, stay tuned. We've got big things. This show is going to be moving to a kind of exclusive new channel. I'm very excited about that. Yeah. We're going to be bringing you a ton of betting content. And it's not just MLB or an NBA. Football is coming fast and furious, college and pro. My favorite sport to bet is college football. So we're going to have you covered there as well.
Normally, we'd be providing you with a side of No House Advantage, but no MLB contest on No House Advantage right now. So we're not as hungry. No sides today, but you should still check out No House Advantage and use that promo code AWESOMO. Get yourself that $20 instant match deposit bonus. But right before you do that, one last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. We will be back tomorrow for game 6 of the NBA Finals. Until then, thank you for joining us for the breakfast menu presented by No House Advantage. We'll see you in the morning tomorrow. God, my neck is killing me.
My allergies are just... Every time I go to Saratoga.
Those ponies. It's that poo-poo in the air. All that horse poo-poo.
I actually did good at the track.
Good.
It didn't counteract the destruction of the British Open, but...